listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
This is the Midwest Ska Moment, hosted by Courtney Close and brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com and MN Ska at mnska.com. This is episode 29 for Thursday, January 14th, 2010, featuring the song Irony by Green Room Rockers. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special extended episode of the Midwest Ska Moment. I'm your host, Courtney Close, and today we are having our first live interview in the history of this podcast. And our guest today is Ron Shoemaker from the Red Hot Band out of Lafayette, Indiana, the Green Room Rockers. Ron, welcome to the show.
Greetings. How you doing?
Pretty good. First off, I'd like to congratulate you for being our first guest, and you know, you always remember your first.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I'm honored.
So what I'd like to take a little bit of time here to talk to you about how the Green Room Rockers became a band. How did you guys form? Just tell us a little bit about your journey.
The 90 word or less synopsis is basically we all kind of met up in one way or another via the local university here, Purdue University. Some of us attended, others of us, our drummer, for example, some of the guys met him at like a house party or something. He was playing in a punk rock band. Mm-hmm. And our keyboard player just started talking to him and found out he, you know, knew a shitload about reggae. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah.
Sure I can. Sorry, kids.
it could be as explicit as you want.
Good. Let's keep doing that then. our keyboard player corralled everyone in one way or another and introduced us to each other. And I think it was me, the keyboard player, and the drummer who kind of jammed first together. And it was kind of like the keyboard player always says, you know, it was the best day of his life is how he references it. And it was a blast though. I mean, I gotta be honest, you know, to play, I mean, I was friends with him, kind of cause we just had a class or two together. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know he was that good of a musician and, you know, he could sing and play keyboards and, the drummer was really good. And, you know, looking back, the jam was probably really terrible. But
well, at the time, did you think that this was going to be going somewhere, or did you realize that it's like, bam, oh, this is the moment that you said the best moment of your keyboard player's life?
Right. I think, I mean, I was kind of I was in a band at the time, another band, and we were kind of you know, waning in our not necessarily popularity, but just in the activity that we were doing, you know, whether it be recording or playing out or anything. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of looking for something new. And so I got really excited about the project as well. And we just started working on stuff and bringing in other musicians. And the first show we did, we just kind of threw a house party for my keyboard player. Like, we made it like his birthday party or whatever. And, you know, just invited a bunch of friends and played. It was actually the first time all of us had played together. Like, we'd all practiced, but just in like different configurations. And like, you know, the drummer was never in the same room as us at certain times, and the bass player wasn't there, and then I wasn't there, you know. But so our first show, yeah, we finally got to all play together, and it was like, oh, this is pretty cool.
That's funny. And I feel like that story is very similar to how a lot of bands get started. Yeah. I know the very first band I played in high school, you know, it was a, you know, 8 or 9 piece ska band, and we totally, we did the same thing. It was a thing where it was like, when we all finally met everybody at the first show.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's kind of interesting.
That's the way to do it, you know? That's what it takes.
Yeah. And so you guys play sort of like a soulful type reggae and rocksteady sound, but who are you guys' influences, and what made you guys decide to take that sort of route with your sound?
Yeah. We all kind of have different influences. I think the thing you could really say about us, you know, when we all started hanging out, becoming friends, and playing and all that, it was kind of interesting. Our drummer has always been a really big soul junkie, and, I knew who Otis Redding was. I knew a bunch of those like old soul artists, but he got a hold of this, you know, the ultimate Stax collection or something like that. It was like
right.
30 CDs or something. And he passed that around the band a little bit. And so we all kind of got to listen to that. And I think we've all just kind of in being friends and musician buddies as well. I think a lot of like the old soul stuff has really been, we've always liked reggae, but I think as of recently, I think the soul has been resonating with us a lot more.
Right.
Because, it really is all about the soul. I mean, if a song just doesn't have the soul, it's like, what does it have?
Right. And, I found, as my musical taste has gone over the years, I find myself being more attracted to more of a soulful band or soul artist, because it's just a lot more interesting, and it feels a lot more heartfelt than, a lot of other music out there. And
yeah.
So, I think you guys are really doing a good job of encapsulating that sort of feeling. Now,
thank you.
What do you play in the band?
I play guitar and saxophone.
That's an interesting combo.
It is. I started playing saxophone way back when, in middle school. And, I thought it was an okay instrument. Basically, I had to choose between that or being in choir. It was my brother played saxophone. We have this horn sitting here. It'd be kind of cool to learn to play an instrument. So, I picked it up, and, I never really was that passionate about it until, probably like I got into high school and I started listening to, I'm trying to think what, like the first, probably the, I think I, my brother and I became Sublime fans way back when.
Sure.
And then from there, like reading the liner notes on their stuff, you'd see like Real Big Fish or something. And I was like, oh, I think I heard a single by those guys. I should go look them up. And then so, then I became a fan of Real Big Fish. And then looking at, the liner notes of Real Big Fish, I, discovered, Toots and the Maytals, and, went on from there. So
I think that's great that, discovering these artists via the liner notes. Almost kind of like a lost art, especially nowadays when everything seems to be all digital. But back in the 90s, sure. You would pore over the liner notes, see who they're thinking. And, that was actually a big part of music in the 90s. And I think sometimes people forget about how important those liner notes end up being. And I'm sure the bands themselves put a lot of time into, thanking their influences. And I'm glad that sent you down that path.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never really thought about that, but you bring up a really good point with digital music, how you don't get those liner notes nowadays. And I don't know where I'd be if it weren't for the liner notes. I used to go through every one of them, see where they recorded, like you said, who they thank.
Mm-hmm.
Any information about what song this is or what song this is, if it was a cover of another song or something like that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that's another, Sublime. Looking back on it, those guys were maybe 25% original and 75% a cover band.
Exactly.
And I love those guys. Still to this day, I think there's some really good music there, but, even in the liner notes, I guess you didn't have, the notes about, maybe what rhythm it was to mm-hmm. begin with or something like that. So you still had to do a little bit of research to figure out,
You kind of had to do your own math and figure out where some of these bands come from. My interview with Ron ran way over our allotted time, so here's what we're going to do. If you'd like to hear our entire uncensored interview, it is streaming over on mnska.com. Or if you'd like to download the MP3, you can get it on the forums at fancypantsgangsters.com. To tide you over, this is the song Irony by the Green Room Rockers here on the Midwest Ska Moment.
Get into me, irony.
Calling out to all you ska bands. If you are in a ska or reggae band and would like to be featured on this show, please email me at msm@fancypantsgangsters.com. This has been another Midwest Ska Moment. I've been your host, Courtney Close, saying, Skank on!